USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a new diplomatic chapter of the U.S.'s engagement in Afghanistan has begun. Blinken making the comments after the announcement that the final military flights out of the country have left Afghanistan. The Secretary of State also announced that the embassy would be moving its operations to Qatar.
As of today, we suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress. Given the uncertain security environment and political situation in Afghanistan, it was the prudent step to take. For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As Hurricane Ida slammed Louisiana with devastating winds, heavy rains, and dangerous storm surges on the 16th anniversary of the landfall of Hurricane Katrina, one vital piece of infrastructure survived the storm. Lance Pry explains.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A CDC advisory group met Monday to discuss the possibility of rolling out a third booster shot of the COVID vaccine for all Americans. That's something the Biden administration has said it wants to do starting in late September. Dr. Annalee Baker is an associate professor of emergency medicine at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, and she tells CBS News that it may be too soon to tell when most Americans may need a vaccine booster, but that efforts should first be focused on getting the elderly and immunocompromised a third dose.
It does appear as though certainly the elderly and immunocompromised, a booster shot, as we're calling it, would be helpful in creating greater immunity and protection against the illness. The Biden administration has announced, I think they're trying to roll out booster shots for all in September 20th, if I remember correctly. The CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices met today to discuss this, along with the full FDA approval of Pfizer. And I think that the truth is it remains to be seen whether exactly the right timing of the booster shot and whether all Americans need to be rushing out to get the booster shot. Those of us in the field are also concerned about vaccine equity. I think the most important prime concern for all of us is to get everybody their first vaccine series. So, I think certain people, certainly the immune compromised, the elderly, probably healthcare workers are going to be getting these boosters. But, other Americans, I think, should talk to their doctor and follow the CDC and the FDA recommendations.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.